Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Four Elements United. Tonight, this is water.
This is wind.
And tonight we're going to have the water and wind show. So we tried to come up with a good show for you guys, and sometimes we struggle with, you know, what we want to actually talk about, and sometimes it's really easy. And tonight, we, you know, we kind of struggle with what we wanted to, you know, what we want to talk about tonight. So we kind of reverted and fall back to our one of our favorite topics, which is the law of attraction. And I know a lot of our listeners are law of attraction fans as well. And if you don't like the law of attraction, then, hey, we're going to try to make it practical for you, too. So Wynn, there's probably no bigger fan of the law of attraction out of the elements than Wynn. So I'm going to let Wynn take the helm on this one because Wynn is probably, I always look to him to just when I'm having discussions on the law of attraction, because he's very, very, you know, Wynn, you're probably one of the few people that I know that actually lives it every day and kind of almost, you know, religiously follows it and practices it on a daily basis. So, Wynn, you want to go ahead and take over the helm, man?
Sure, no problem. The first thing I like to say is that, you know, if you want to interact with us and have a question or have a comment, just simply press 1. We would love to have some interaction tonight. We really want to hear from our audience as to what they do to what you guys do to create your lives, and some of the struggles that you have, so that we can perhaps, you know, talk about it. You might be sharing something that somebody else is struggling with or dealing with, and maybe we can talk about it and unravel it real time, live on air, and it will be absolutely somewhat anonymous, but at least nobody has your full name, and no one has your full phone number. And I mean,
just use an alias if you want to be anonymous. You know, call yourself, just make up a name. You know, call yourself the chosen one. We don't care. Just
exactly.
Get on the line is what he's saying. Press 1, because you know, like we say all the time, you know, we do this show for you guys. We don't do this for us. We can sit here and flap our lips. We do that enough with each other, and so we try to bring this to you know, to everyone, so that we can have this kind of conversation with everyone. Because, hey, look, whether you like the law of attraction, whether you're a fanatic, whether you're lukewarm on it, that it's just some kind of airy-fairy BS, I mean, hey, whatever it is, I don't know many people who don't think that we are in control of our lives, or whether, you know, you pray to, you know, one thing or a group of things, and that actually has some kind of impact on your life. So really all of it is in the same direction, and it's kind of under the same umbrella. And that's what we're gonna do tonight. So Wynn, man, without further ado, get in there.
Exactly. So tonight I just wanna, you know, just be a little bit practical and really just share a little bit about how I approach my everyday life, and how I, you know, attempt to, you know, live a great life and attract the very best that life has to offer. So I'll just start off with my morning. You know, when I get up in the morning, I get up, you know, various times, and I begin my day just waking up and just relaxing just for a moment before I even just jump out of bed. I try not to rush out of bed. I find that rushing, you know, really brings about a lot of negativity, because you have in rushing, there's in the background a scarcity of time or some type of pressure on your life. So I try to just relax for a moment and take a deep breath and get some peace just for a moment. And then I actually go to YouTube and I turn on some Abraham Hicks, something that I haven't heard before, something that may be new. And I listen to that for about 15 minutes or so, depending on how long that segment is. And for you guys that don't know, Abraham Hicks is really the source of the video, the DVD, and the book and CD of The Secret. So I certainly highly recommend that you guys Google Abraham Hicks, go onto the website as well as go onto YouTube. And, you know, that puts me in a really great frame of mind. It gives me something to think about and consider and allows me to even relax even more. And even in addition to that, sometimes I might listen to some music that I find inspiring. It may be some hip-hop, it may be some gospel, it may be some jazz that gives me peace. I got a wide breadth of music that I enjoy. And then I just jump in the shower and, you know, I enjoy the warm water, you know, and soap, the cleanliness that I enjoy every day. It really is, you know, I consider it a great blessing to be able to have a roof over my head and clothes and warm water and soap and all the amenities that I enjoy. So in the shower, I really, you know, am grateful and express my gratitude. And one of the things that I do is that, you know, I start off with saying, thank you, Father, for my safety and protection to and fro wherever I go, on land, water, earth. You know, I thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy. I thank you, Father, for food, clothing, and shelter. I thank you, Father, for the conversations that I have. I thank you, Father, for my friends and family. I thank you, Father, for the relationships that I have all around the world. I thank you, Father, for money, homes, and, you know, again, great friendships. I thank you, Father, for vacation and peace and rest. I thank you for a great education and exposure to all sorts of things. I thank you, Father, for a nice car, you know, soap and lotion and my toothbrush and my toothpaste. You know, all the little things, you know, I'm grateful for. And I get dressed. You know, when I'm ironing my clothes or getting prepared, I listen to some more Abraham Hicks or something that's inspirational. And then I'm off to work. And, you know, that really sets the tone for my day. And, you know, I work anywhere between 8 and 12 hours a day, more like 12 hours a day or 10 hours a day. And then I grab something to eat and get some peace of mind, sit down. When I eat, you know, I listen to some more Abraham Hicks, or I listen to something, again, that's not just inspirational, but something that may be educational. I may be listening to something about sales or something about trading, because that's my profession. And then I read, you know, I may read something, or I may go online and research something. And then I have, there's a Abraham Hicks meditation CD that I go to sleep with, and I just let it loop while I'm going to sleep. And, you know, I find that gives me some peace. And that's fundamentally how I structure my day. So I just wanted to share that just for a practical, so that you guys get a practical sense of how I operate.
You know, just listening to what you're saying, man, I'm hearing that, I'm hearing the immersion, you know, total immersion in just total immersion. You know, and I think that's really what it takes. And this goes for whatever angle you're taking, your attraction to, like, for when this is the way that he goes about it. I think what I'm hearing, I think the biggest takeaway is just to immerse yourself, like, just go all in so that you have no, there's no leaks, you know, there's like a tight seal there for you to actually just really, really make that transition. And I think a lot of times what ends up happening, what's up?
No, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think a lot of times what ends up happening is a lot of people, you know, kind of just try it out, you know, get a little vision board and put that thing in, you know, in the closet, and it's, or, you know, back behind the TV or whatever, you know, since it's on poster board or something, you know, you just find a little nook or nestle for it to go into, and then it's over, or, you know, you get your little list and you start writing things down, and then that kind of goes in that notebook and on the shelf collecting all that dust. And I think really the two things that I'm hearing is that you're actually, well, I guess really the one thing is that you're just immersed, you know, like you're submerged every day, just all day. You're actually actively making it a point to stay in that zone, or how some other people call it, state, just staying in that state the whole day. That's what I'm hearing from you.
Absolutely, and I think it's really a requisite to immerse yourself, because we're inundated every day, all day, with so much negativity and so much information that could diminish, you know, our mind state very quickly. And so we actually have to constantly attack that, for lack of a better word or a better phrase. And to, you know, again, like I like to say, interrupt that or disrupt that and create new patterns. And the only way you create those new patterns is to immerse yourself and to focus on the things that that really matter to you, that really create a peaceful environment, a healthy environment, and have you progressive, as opposed to being stuck or reverting to ways that don't serve you.
Yeah, you got to have that, man, because, you know, I find that just running my business every day, that you have to have exactly what you just said. You know, like we're so surrounded, like inundated with just, oh, man, not only just negativity, but limitations, you know, like shortage mentality, lack mentality. So I think that, you know, a lot of times just a lot of, and those limiting beliefs are imposed on us. I mean, in some of the, sometimes it's in obvious places, and sometimes it's in the least suspecting places. You know, I mean, sometimes it's from like our family or our, you know, our spouse or significant other, or, you know, our family or our friends. And it's not like they're doing it to hold you back. It's just they're doing it because that's their limiting belief, you know, telling you, hey, you know, you might want to, you know, try something else now, or whatever it is that's limiting, you know, that is their limiting belief. You know, like I was just talking to someone and they were saying that they, you know, wanted to start and get in a particular industry, but, you know, they talked to a couple of people and the people were like, oh, man, you can't make much money in this industry. And, you know, I just thought, I was like, you know, I mean, that's their experience. That doesn't mean that has to be your experience. And, you know, these were, you know, people who were pretty much mentoring the person. And I just think that things like that, they just always are around us. And so exactly what you're saying, Wend, is, you know, like not only are we surrounded by the negativity, but we're surrounded by some of the other things, because negativity, we can kind of see it for what it is. But I think when it starts coming into some of the more, you know, the more, they're not as obvious as negativity. You know, if someone just straight up comes and says, you know, What do you think about being in the trading industry, man? They're all crooks, you know. Like, I mean, you're gonna get that off top. Like, you're gonna be able to hear that immediately and just be like, "Hey, that's just what I want to do in my life," you know. But the more subtle things, I think, are the more dangerous things, because those are limitations that we, you know, that we pick up, and we're not even realizing that we actually take those on. We actually begin to own other people's limitations. And so I agree with you that, you know, like, we're surrounded by that stuff, bombarded all day, every day. So you have to be able to cut through the noise, because it goes back to our conversation we were having last week about greatness. You're not going to cut through greatness by allowing all those other things, or I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to cut through to greatness by allowing all those other things to hold you back, to rise above all those things. And it's kind of like what you're describing, when that whole immersion thing, dude, that's where it's at. Like, you submerge yourself, just like, you know, forget knee deep. You're like top of the head deep in it. And you just all day, every day, without holiday, birthday, you know, weekend, doesn't matter. You're still doing it. Like, to me, that's the way that you actually get it, because, you know, at some point it turns into like a, I guess, an obsession. It turns into that burning desire that we were talking about.
Well, it actually comes, it becomes a habit and becomes you over time. And that's really where you want to do, where you want to get to. You know, you want it to be you naturally, as opposed to negative Nancy, right? And
yeah.
We
all know a negative Nancy. Who out there doesn't know a negative Nancy?
Exactly. And what I would add to, you know, the structure of my day, I don't want you guys to think that I'm some abnormal nut. You know, I believe in having fun. That's absolutely critical. So I go out with my friends. You know, I do, you know, creative things. I think it's a necessity for you to enjoy people and enjoy your relationships. I think that, you know, great sex is good. I think that, you know, you should have vacation experiences. You should, you know, go paintballing and, you know, go to the Grand Canyon and have all sorts of out-of-the-box experiences. Really enjoy your life. Really, you know, thrive as, you know, as well as, I don't want to say strive, but go for what you want. You always, like I said last week, live a question-based life. Live a curious life. Always be in the inquiry of how you could, of what you really want, what really lights you up, what really excites you. And do that as opposed to doing something that somebody else told you to do because it pays the bills. You don't want to be a physician or a lawyer or an engineer because somebody told you that's where, you know, the economy is heading. You want to enjoy your career. You want to be happy and satisfied and fulfilled with everything that you do. You know, go paintballing, go bowling, go skydiving, go ballooning, you know, go for a helicopter ride, go for water skiing, go to Wisconsin Dells, go to Great America or Six Flags, you know, go to California and drive up the coast, you know, go to Vermont and get some real maple syrup, do something out of the box, go to the pyramids, you know, enjoy your friends, enjoy your family, enjoy your life. You don't necessarily have to go drinking and, you know, smoking or hanging out, doing crazy stuff all the time. Do something that has some substance, that really lights you up and really intrigues you.
Smoking is your thing, then, hey, do that too. You know, I think, you know, the takeaway from what you're saying is, hey, try those new and exciting things, because that's how you get exposed to those different things. But get back to this immersion thing, man. I'm really digging what you were saying about that, because I found that that is the best way for me to, I guess, form habits, is you have to begin to just to almost get obsessed about it. It's kind of like I can't go to sleep without brushing my teeth and washing my face. Can't do it. Like, no matter where I am, like, I'll start having, like, I get antsy. I'll get anxiety. Like, I got to get up and do something. Shucks. If I'm somewhere just, you know, caught up in a spot where it's just, I'm going to grab some baking soda and wipe it across my teeth or something, you know, at night. But I just can't do those things. And I think that is the way that habits work, is that it gets to that point of where it becomes you. And I think that with this whole law of attraction thing, and really, let's broaden our law of attraction and just say getting the things that you want. Because I understand that, you know, law of attraction for some people doesn't work. So getting the things that you want. And that is really living the life that you want. And the only way that I believe that you're going to do that is if you do get into the driver's seat in life and get out of the passenger seat, and you have to do the driving. And I think that's really what Wynn is describing, is you getting in the driver's seat and you saying, hey, look, I may not have the roadmap right now, but at least I'm in the driver's seat. Let me get around and figure how to drive this thing around. Let me figure this, how to get the gears right and steering wheel. Let me learn how to get it in the cruise and cruise control and things like that. And I think that's really what we're talking about, is we're just talking about getting the life that you want, and really the way that Wynn so beautifully described is to really just, you know, totally just drop yourself in there and do it over the course of time on a daily basis. I mean, the statement, it takes 21 days to form a habit, is that's a statement for a reason. I guess it's a cliche a lot of people use a lot, but you know, there's been research behind that. Like, straight up 3 weeks of doing something. And then the longer that you actually continue that, and not just say, okay, I don't have to think about it after 3 weeks, but the longer you continue it, it just becomes that much more etched into your brain. Etched. And I was actually, it's pretty interesting, because I was watching this thing, man. They were showing neurons, like, speaking of forming habits, they were showing how really neurons begin to grow and like they're almost like wires. So they'll rewire themselves whenever you continuously do something. And that's why something like tying your shoes, when you very first start learning how to tie your shoes, you have to, like, if someone comes, like, when you're really young and they first teach you stuff, like, you have to put your finger and hold the string down and all that stuff, right? Well, and if someone comes and tries to talk to you while you're doing it, you're messed up. You can't even do it. And now, of course, you know, any adult, you just tie your shoes while you're talking. You don't look. You don't have to think about it. You just pow, pow, pow. Well, you know, like, what I was watching, they were showing neurons and how the way our neurons, our nerve cells in our brains, the way they work is that they actually hardwire themselves so that it's just quicker. Like, whenever those things have that neural, I guess, I don't know what they call it, but whenever those are connected in that way where it has that memory, it just basically, you know, it fires automatically. And I think what I was hearing you say is you've basically gotten it to a point now of where every day you just kind of fire it automatically. You do your meditation, you do your thing in the morning, you know, you got the gratitude, you know, da da. And so something happens, you just pow, pow, pow. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things about what I was hearing you say, man. Is that you've really made it a habit, and it's become part of you.
Yeah, and it requires, you know, a conscious effort to disrupt that, like I said, that negative pattern, that a disempowering pattern that we often have and experience. And you do that by, again, making a conscious effort to insert positivity into your life at every single moment. Every time that you have a sense that something is going awry, or that you're not feeling well, or you're not happy and operating on high, that's an indication that you need to, you know, insert that positivity and disrupt that feeling that you're having and move in a different direction. So you have to pay attention to how you feel. It's real important that you don't neglect how you feel at any given moment, because that's the perfect indication of what you ought to be doing. Because if you don't feel good, if you don't feel well, again, that's, I hate to be airy-fairy about it, but I'll just go back to what I said. It's a perfect indication that you are going the wrong way and that you need to insert something into your life to disrupt that feeling and make you feel good. You need to go the opposite way.
Come on, man. I'm a man, man. What you talking about, the ceiling stuff?
Well, every man.
I'm a thinker, man. I'm a thinker, man. Hey, look, I'm a thinker. All my dudes out there, man, we're thinking like, what do you mean how I feel? Hey, well, come on now. I got to get in tune with how I feel. Really? Seriously?
Absolutely.
I'm just speaking for the dudes, because I know what the dudes are thinking out there.
And it's interesting that you say that, because regardless of, you know, how macho an individual appears or attempts to appear, everybody has feelings, right? And everybody has a response to their feelings. And one of the reasons why macho men get upset is exactly because they actually have a response to that feeling, right? It makes them feel like they're vulnerable, or they're weak, right? They feel like they don't want to be the victim, right? So there's no way that you can circumvent your feelings. You can try to suppress them and neglect them, but ultimately your best my best guidance for you is to actually acknowledge it and, you know, address it. You know, so a lot of guys, you know, might be feeling depressed about some relationship, or frustrated, right, because of work, or because they haven't achieved a particular thing. So, again, going back to the question-based curious life, what is it that I need to do personally, take a responsibility for my life, to what do I need to insert in my life to get me to where I want to go? You know, for example, if I want to go to Harvard, you know, I'm going to have conversations with Harvard alums and ask them how did they do it. You know, I'm going to find out, you know, what is the typical GMAT score and GPA? What schools most individuals go to that went to Harvard Business School or Harvard Law School? So I'm going to align myself with those benchmarks to make that happen for myself. Not saying that I can't do it without going that route, because you certainly can. But what I'm just suggesting is that you be systematic and methodical about how you approach life. That's all I'm saying. And you'll find yourself actually having the outcomes that you want.
I I hear you, man. That's the macho man. Oh man, that was funny. I was laughing over here when you're talking about that. Yeah, but I think that, you know, what you're saying, man, is true. Like, it has a lot of benefits. I see a couple of callers. You know, press one if you want to join into this conversation. We'll bring you on live, and you can, you know, ask us a question. You can add to the conversation. You can get some clarification. Some of the most profound themes. So, you know, just press one if you want us to bring you live on air. But, Wynn, man, I really, really like this conversation, because a lot of times, you know, you even had a disclaimer there, because a lot of times I feel like our conversations, and this was pointed out to me by someone else, our conversations, they get up in, you know, a lot of ethereal conversations, a lot of, you know, airy fairiness instead of just practical things. So that's why a lot of times I'm always saying, okay, well, let's bring it back to the practical level, just because I want to make sure that we're speaking to everyone instead of people who maybe buy into the law of attraction or buy into, you know, you're responsible for creating everything for your life. But just because, I mean, honestly, it could help some of those people. It literally could help some of them to, you know, like really say, you know what, huh, I never looked at it like that. And so that's really, you know, I really like the way that we've been actually having the conversation. And really what you've been saying is a lot of practical stuff. And that's what I was getting from it, man, is the practicality of it all. Because I think a lot of times, I think people's biggest drawback to the law of attraction is that, from my experience, and let me hear what you think. I think a lot of times a lot of people think that the law of attraction is promoting laziness. Like, you just, you know, mentally think that I'm going to be the heavyweight champ of the world in boxing, and I sit on my couch, and before you know it, it's going to come to me. I think that's what a lot of people think. Or let me say it this way. I think a lot of people who aren't really, you know, versed on the law of attraction, that's their perception of the law of attraction. And that a lot of what you've been saying is the clear opposite of just saying, hey, how about here's what I do personally, practically. But we actually have, looks like Paul in the queue, man. You want to grab this person?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Caller, last four digits, 568. What's your name, where you're calling from, and your comment or question? You're live on the air now.
Yeah, this is Earth. What you got?
Yeah. What's going on, Earth?
Nothing much. What's happening?
Nothing, man. You got some? Okay. You got a question or a comment for us, Ben?
No, I was just listening. I heard you say that some people view the law of attraction as like being lazy. Like you. Oh, so you're gonna be the heavyweight champ of the world just because you said so, basically.
I thought, yeah. Hey, and I focus on that all day, every day.
Yeah, like, watch this osmosis work, baby.
Yeah,
that's funny.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I can see people feeling that way and thinking that. I think people have a misconception, I believe, and this is just my opinion. I think people who make those comments have never read the book and have never, like, done any research or study. And they may be commenting based upon hearsay, you know, or just how they're interpreting what they know about it, like what they've heard or something like that. So, yeah, my thing is they may not have even done any research at all. to know that, yeah, there's still work you have to do. The only thing that happens is the opportunity to show up. That's it. And it's still, you know, for instance, Serena still has to go out and train, period. You know? Still has to. Mayweather still has to go and train, or whomever it is. You know? And like for you, I mean, you still have to go out and do the work around getting your business going. Just opportunities show up. So, yeah, that's my opinion.
Yeah, man. I gotta pick up the phone. I gotta cold call. I gotta, you know, go see people. I gotta get off my butt and go drive to other businesses. I gotta actually, you know, yeah, so you're right, man. You gotta get up and do things. So so for people who think that, that's never been anywhere written in any law of attraction stuff. Or when you're more versed. I've never read that in the law of attraction saying like all you need to do is this. So let's dispel that myth right quick, because I think that's one that if that can help one person out there be like, oh, you know, I never really I thought it was always about just, you know, airy fairy. You sit around and you create a vision board and you look at it every day, and before you know it, things just pop up. Can you help us with that one, Wynn, since you're the most versed out of the elements?
What I would say is that nothing is impossible. However, your belief has to be absolutely congruent with your vision. And a lot of times we create these visions and have the notion that we can take these quantum leaps. But there's an old African proverb, and it asks, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer is one bite at a time. And what that proverb suggests is that we actually have this vision, have this end result that we desire, and we incrementally take steps towards it. There's a another saying, inch by inch, it's a cinch. So you create this vision and you have the full faith and the belief that you can actually attain that. But you have your actions be consistent with that belief, with that vision. And you just incrementally, day by day, hit milestones. I mean, it's just like project management. You know, you don't have this grand end result called General Electric or IBM overnight. I mean, it took decades to create these organizations to the extent to where they are right now. And it took planning. It took organization. It took vision and ideas. It took collaboration and teamwork. It took execution by capable people, by competent people, to effectuate the companies that we see in existence today. And I said this at the end of one of our calls. In the Bible, it even says that God created the heavens and the earth in the matter of days, and he took rest at the end. So even that's an indication that things just don't arise overnight. It's systematic. It's methodical. It's being strategic in everything that you do. It's being focused. It's being it's being faithful. It's believing that what you want to accomplish will be accomplished, but again, it's It's with diligence. It's with practicality. It's with patience. Now, you can relax and know that it's going to happen over that period of time. And, you know, what I would say is don't be married to the length of time that how your vision will manifest in reality. Just keep pushing. Just take the first step. You know, when you're on a trip to from Atlanta to California, your expectation is not to be there overnight. Your expectation is to be there mile by mile. You know it's going to take some time. You know you're going to have to stop and get gas. You know you're going to have to stop and get food. You know you're going to have to get some rest and, you know, release yourself, right? But we have these grand visions that we're going to accomplish things just simply overnight, and that's simply not how life works. I mean, of course, there are miracles, there's grace and mercy, and phenomenal things happen, you know, overnight. However, to expect something on a consistent basis, things of grandeur to happen overnight is just simply a fantasy. It's not reality.
Patience is what I'm hearing you say. Is that a fair assessment of what you just said, my friend?
Yeah, you just have to relax and know that it will be done. And just systematically chug at it. Inch by inch, moment by moment, milestone by milestone, mile by mile. And if you make a mistake, if you make a misstep, if you have a false start, it's okay. You just pick up the pieces and keep moving.
Chime in or something, Earth?
Yeah. I just want to add, like, and actually I'll add this and ask y'all what y'all think about this. Like, when you were speaking, Wynn, what I thought about was you know, also being self-aware, like having a high degree of self-awareness. And I say that because when you apply the laws of attraction, you know, a lot of times what stops us from accomplishing a goal is when we're not applying the laws of attraction, will be the same thing that stops us when we do. Apply that.
Right, so it's almost like we're applying it whether we know it or not. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. But when you do it intentionally,
or unintentionally.
Well, yeah. But just having self-awareness, you know?
Oh, absolutely. It's just like gravity. It's always working, right?
Yeah. You know, because a situation may come up, you know, in the whole process of accomplishing what we set out to accomplish. And if somebody comes along and does something that triggers us, you know, we just fall apart. Well, that same thing that'll happen if we, you know, if we apply the laws of attraction intentionally. Somebody comes along and does something, we'll fall apart. And then whatever we're up to, will potentially fall apart also. And then we're left where we were in the beginning, and then also the conversation is that stuff doesn't work. What y'all think about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. That's why I said it requires unshakable faith. It requires a deep belief and a commitment to your vision. Without that, you can't have what you desire.
Right, exactly.
And the way that you get to that unshakable faith is to inundate yourself with positivity. One of the things I love about the Bible and Quran is that it provides us with, you know, very clear stories about our predecessors and what they've endured and overcome. And so that provides us a clarity that, you know, God, however you call him or her, it provides us the love and support to actually overcome any obstacle. That's what those books are for. There's no necessity for us to be fighting over, you know, the minutia of, you know, who's a legacy or whose lineage belongs to who. The real essence of those books are to inform us that God or the universe, whatever you call it, is in our corner. That's really the essence of it. It really is the good news. And the more you study it, the more you will solidify yourself and fortify yourself into a strong belief, a strong faith to endure any storm.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You know, and it's really, and I'm just speaking from my perspective, it's the process itself is not difficult. I think sometimes the difficulty comes about when we have to deal with ourselves in the whole realm of dealing with the law of attraction. You know, so what I mean is kind of the same, kind of what I said, what I talked about before, is having self-awareness, you know, because really, at the end of the day, we're only dealing with ourselves.
Yeah, we are. It's only, you brought this African proverb before, where there's the African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. And I think that's very, very true, is that you have to not battle against yourself, because at the end of the day, the more you can get out of your own way, then the more space you create for things to happen.
Yeah, and I wonder if even the people who say that like you can't sit there and apply the laws of attraction and poof, you know, not have to do anything. And I wonder, you know, if those people are actually dealing with themselves, and even in that statement to a degree, and like their perception or their view of what it takes, you know, to accomplish something or whatever it is, and how they see themselves in that. You know, because some people believe you have to work hard. Like, things have to be difficult. But they really don't. Or it has to look a certain way. And it really doesn't have to look any kind of way. You know? It really
does not. Yeah, it doesn't. There's no struggle that needs to be had. The only struggle that that might exist would be at the beginning, where you're trying to form new habits on a consistent basis and really inundate yourself with positivity. Once you've achieved that, once you've disrupted those old habits and negativity and interrupted that and created new habits, then things would be so much easier. You'll start to see things just begin to happen in your life magically. not to say that everything will be peaches and cream and absolute utopia, but you'll be able to see indications of grandeur. You'll be able to see the gates open up for you. You'll be able to see light at the end of the tunnel. And that'll inspire you to even, you know, go harder or really expect more.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. Yep, so do I. And we got about 4 more minutes left in the show, man. What do you want to leave everybody with today, man? What do you want to leave all of the listeners with today?
Whatever it takes, get to happy. You know, go dancing, go bowling, you know, enjoy your friends, enjoy your family. Ask yourself, what really makes me happy? You know, what excites me? What has me satisfied and what fulfills me? And go do that. And life will be so much better.
I know you joined us, you know, kind of halfway through, but what do you want to lead the callers with today, man?
Yeah, I just want to lead the callers with, you know, explore, study, learn, you know, become curious, or better yet, become curiously engaged in life, you know, period. You know, whatever it is that you're up to. If you're looking at the law of attraction, of course, you know, you can always listen to what people say, because a lot of times, you know, people who are able to articulate themselves and not from the standpoint of not being biased and say something that works or doesn't work, you know, definitely listen to what they say on either side, but definitely go out and research for yourself. Look for yourself and see if it fits, see if it works for you, because the way that the law of attraction is applied, it may not work for you. But there's no one size fits all. At all. You know, there's multiple sizes. And, you know, you just have to go out and do some research and find out what works for you. Yeah, so that's all I want to leave people with.
Got it, man. And, yeah, water, I just want to leave everyone with an extension on what these two guys are saying. Is, hey, look, just be open. Just be open. I know some of you don't believe in the law of attraction. Some of you are kind of like, yeah, you know, kind of, you know, I guess I'll, you know, it sounds kind of nice. But, hey, just like Earth said, you know, just explore it. Check it out. See what happens. And kind of like what Wind was, just immerse yourself in it for a little while. And it doesn't have to look like you believe in that you're going to be a big magnet. It could be that you just basically are kind of getting yourself together so that you can believe that you really can, you know, start that business you always wanted to start, or go back to school, or find that significant other that you've always wanted, or, you know, whatever it is. But I think that what we're saying is that if you're just open to it, like, you know, Earth was saying, if you just explore things, then miracles can happen. However, if you stay closed, then you get the same thing. So this is Water, the Four Elements. Appreciate, you know, everyone who listened tonight, you know, everyone who called in. Next time you call in, maybe you hit the one button so that you can come on and we can, you know, we can dialogue with you and interact with you. But hopefully there's something practical that you guys got out of this show that you can take into your life and actually begin to make a difference and start just getting that life that you want to get. So check us out on Facebook. Same time, same place next Sunday. This is Water for the Four Elements. See you guys next Sunday.